The Utah Jazz get a much-needed win over the Denver Nuggets in a Western Conference battle. An offensive game plan yields 17 corner three attempts. Red-hot shooting carries the Jazz. And while Rudy Gobert's line wasn't as good, his impact might have been just as good as Nikola Jokic. It's all coming up on tonight's edition of Postcast. Today's Postcast is brought to you by The Store, 60 North South, 20th East. Get those mudslide cookies after a good day. Oh, maybe I'll have to go ski snowbird or solitude tomorrow so I can get mudslide cookies on the way home.
Yeah. Might have to get those dot pretzels there too, right?
Or the Rich's Bagels or any of the other great local products there. Feel free to stop by The Store at 60 North South and 20th East. Friday's June Pie Day, by the way, too. All right, let's just go big picture. How big a win for the Jazz tonight?
Huge. Totally huge. First of all, because they go in the sixth spot as far as the playoff. Well, tied, right, with San Antonio. But you just look at the standings and you feel like you're moving up and your early season struggles are starting to show that you're a pretty good basketball team. I mean, this is just huge. I think the confidence of the players, especially with so many guys out, and you're meeting a very good team in the NBA. I mean, there's so many different things that you can look at that the guys can build on.
This was a crazy game. So let's walk you through it. The Jazz started brilliantly. They were ahead early in the ballgame. Ricky Rubio had 8 points, three assists, and then leading it 25-14, Derek Favors and Mason Plumlee got into it. They both got ejected. I guess. I don't really quite understand why. Favors definitely pushed Plumlee, which was worthy of a technical. Plumlee came back at Favors, hit him with a kind of forearm toward the jaw. That was definitely worth a technical. But they both instead got ejected from the game. The Jazz led 30-24 at the end of one. They kept that lead by seven at the half. And in the first half of this game, they hit 13 of 27 from three, a franchise record. In the first half, the Jazz offensive rating in the first half was a 139, scoring 1.39 points when they crossed the half court. They led by eight at the half, and the game got down to four here in the final minutes. It was the first time since 55-50 that the game had gotten inside five. So the Jazz really were in control most of the night, but it felt like a huge battle.
Well, it felt like it was the lead wasn't that big. You know, a 10-12 point lead felt like a 5 point lead because it could change at any time. Denver Nuggets only won one quarter, and that was the fourth quarter, 28-26. So for the most part, the Jazz, you would think, were in control. But as you just mentioned, you know, they're one of those teams that can really, really explode on you. You had mentioned also how good they are in the fourth quarter and the record they have at winning closeout ball games.
Jazz finished the night with an offensive rating of 116, which is really high. It's one of their best offensive nights of the year. This should be very concerning for Denver. We'll touch on that in a second. But the key to this night was the three-point shooting. The Jazz, after that incredible first half, still finished with 19, one short of their franchise record, 20 against San Antonio. 46 three attempts, 17 of those corner three attempts. What allowed the Jazz to get those looks?
Well, the penetration and just very good ball movement. Ricky Rubio gives the Jazz something from that point guard position that I think is something special because they do get more threes, I think, three-point shot attempts whenever he's at the point. It seems like that to me because he does break the paint. Although he's looking to shoot the basketball, you know, probably, well, I won't say more than he should, but the Jazz usually get good looks because he's breaking the paint.
They got 17 corner threes. The premise of Denver's defense is to trap the ball, Jokic coming out. Jazz were so prepared for that to get off the ball in that fashion. They had played another team. The Clippers did this to them. They torched the Clippers as well. That was even a better offensive game. You know what? There's a lot of things you can do against the Jazz, but they move the ball. They're unselfish. They all can pass. You just cannot go double-team the ball in the pick-and-roll against them. They'll move it, and they'll get good looks.
And then that skip pass. Don't forget that. That is such a dangerous pass for the Jazz. I mean, it really works. They're looking weak side whenever they get into the paint, and they have good shooters sitting in the corners. Royce O'Neal's been having a great series here, a good homestand anyway, and then with Kyle Korver over there as well. So once you're able to break the paint and once you break that, get rid of that, you know, that double team. Another thing that the Jazz were able to do quite well, and I thought Ricky Rubio did quite a bit of it as well, was use Rudy Gobert with that screen, with the re-screen. And then once they were able to get that angle, Donovan would go all the way to the basket. Rubio would a lot of times just pull up and shoot a jumper or kick the basketball out. So that rescreen, the Jazz, Donovan's starting to do a very good job of using it. And I think that's because he was, you know, running the point there for so long.
Five of the last eight games, Donovan Mitchell has scored 30. He was brilliant tonight. He had, I think, 13 in the fourth quarter, maybe only 12, maybe 14. I don't remember, actually. He had 35 on the night.
He only had two after the first quarter.
And what this stretch he's on, what are you seeing out of him?
Well, I just see confidence. I see patience. I see, and we talked about this a few minutes ago, I think he's added this movement in between dribbles, in between the ball hitting the floor, that's freeing himself. And to the point where the defender doesn't know where he's going with the off the dribble, and he's really creating some space there where he can get some shots off. So offensively, that's what I've seen that it's been definitely been able to do.
There's a lot of concern that there was something wrong with Donovan. Is he better right now than he was a year ago?
I think he's yes, absolutely. He should be, and I think absolutely he's better than he was last year. The confidence is there, and he's put in the time. I mean, he's put in the work. He has a lot of confidence in his shot. I know he struggled with it earlier. Oh, a month ago or something like that, but he's back with it now. And boy, every time he shoots it, you think it's going to go in.
What do you think of Nikola Jokic tonight? What did he finish with? 28 points, 21 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, and a block.
What a great player to play with if you're Murray, if you're Harris, if you're Barton, those type of guys there. You see the shots that they get. So that's a very good screen out there, and you can't play off of him because he can. I knew he was going to make one of those threes, you know, and he wasn't going to stop taking them. But that is a great player to play with because he can do so much, and he's going to pass the basketball. So all you got to do is move, and you'll get it. So I think he's going to be an all-star.
Yeah, he's definitely, no question, he's an all-star this year. I think Rudy Gobert should probably join him since Rudy Gobert finished the night plus 16 in his 36 minutes tonight. Great win for the Jazz. Minnesota on Friday. Thanks for tuning in to Postcast here on Locked On Jazz.